Best way, friends, to get in touch with us, info@irishradio.com. That's info@irishradio.com. And we will be linking momentarily with Captain O'Connor, bringing us news and sports from Ireland, and sponsored by Tourism Ireland. Tourism Ireland, information galore. Everything you'll ever want to know about your trip, and about the thousands of reasons why Ireland is the place to go this year on Ireland.com. Friends, any of our interviews from today, from last month, from last year, for going back as many years as you'd like to go, all you have to do is log on to irishradio.com. That's irishradio.com. And let's head to Ireland, and let's head to Kevin O'Connor. I assume you're in Roundwood in County Wicklow. You're at home?
I am, yes. Glorious Roundwood. It's, yeah. 23 degrees here. That's 76. So, and this weather is going to continue for another couple of days.
Very good.
So
okay,
so beautiful weather here.
That 23, just to clarify that, that's Celsius.
Celsius, 76 Fahrenheit.
76, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, could you send
well, the new government's weakness has already been exposed by Fianna Fáil. Irish government on campaign trail in Britain to encourage 1 million Irish to back the pro-European side. Bernie Sanders warns of job losses if Cork Boston Air Route is launched. Dublin Airport on target for another bumper year. And sad to announce the death of Christy O'Connor Sr., at the ripe old age of 91, one of our foremost and most famous golfers. These are some of the main stories. As two Irishmen battled out at Sawgrass this weekend. Shane Lowry is four shots behind the leader, Jason Day, after shooting at 68 yesterday. And he's on 11 under par. Three ahead of world number three, Rory McIlroy, who stormed through the field yesterday with a 64. 8 under par. Rory equals Shane Lowry's back nine record of 29 set 24 hours earlier. The weakness of the minority Fine Gael government has already been exposed after ministers abandoned a key commitment made in the programme for government. The plan was to punish parents whose children have poor school attendance records by cutting their child benefit. The U-turn came after criticism from children's charities and a threat from Fianna Fáil to vote against any legislation. The proposal, which has its merits, will now be dropped from the programme for government, but the farce shows the lack of authority the new government has when it is so short of votes in the Dáil. The Irish government, led by the Taoiseach, are to hit the campaign trail in Britain keep the UK in the European Union. The explicit mission is to encourage only the 1 million Irish in Britain to back the pro-European side. Yesterday there were dire warnings from the International Monetary Fund and the Bank of England of serious economic fallout if Britain votes to leave the European Union on June 23rd. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said yesterday there were no economic positives to Britain leaving. Instead, the impact of a Brexit would range from pretty bad to very, very bad. The blunt language came as the IMD said the UK risks falling into a spill of weaker economic growth, lower house prices, and diminished foreign investment if voters opt for an exit from the EU. The Taoiseach Enda Kenny said the government will target the Irish in Britain, a potentially influential constituency. There are more than 1 million Irish in Britain, he said. We think it is important that they be informed of the rights and wrongs of this campaign. He added, successive economic studies show clearly that the impact on Ireland, on this country, would be proportionately greater than on any other EU member state. And Dublin Airport is on target for another bumper year. Passenger numbers at the airport soared almost 18% in the first quarter of the year, easily putting it on track to boost the figures to more than 27 million this year. New figures from industry group Airports Council International show that Dublin was also the fastest growing airport in this category in Europe during March. White House hopeful Bernie Sanders claims a planned Cork-Boston air service will herald tens of thousands of job losses in the US and Europe. The Democratic Party contender wants to prevent Norwegian Airlines International from launching the service to the U.S., claiming it would mark a dangerous precedent. U.S. aviation unions claim Norwegian intends using Ireland as a flag of convenience to employ low-paid crew and undermining working conditions for cabin crew working for other transatlantic airlines. Norwegian Air denied these claims. Some U.S. politicians and unions are continuing to do everything they can to block the competition, preventing passengers access to affordable airfares and blocking the creation of new jobs and significant benefits to Ireland and the U.S. The spokesman added, it is clear fact that Norwegian always follows labor laws in all the markets we operate, offering competitive wages and conditions. Norwegian plans to fly from Cork to New York next year, apparently. And Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin and Housing Minister Simon Coveney have contacted the Irish-American politicians, including Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, to build support for the proposed route. Mr. Coveney stressed that a transatlantic service was economically critical for both Cork and the Southwest region. And speaking of planes, a funeral director in Sligo is about to give an old aircraft a new lease of life on a novel campsite in Sligo. David McGowan from Enniscrone in County Sligo bought the 70-ton jumbo jet as part of a novel village he has built near his home in Enniscrone. The village will feature accommodation in different types of transport facilities, including a train, boats, buses, and London black taxis. The Boeing 767 will be converted into 8 apartments. He bought the discarded Russian aircraft from Shannon Airport for $20,000. His problem was how to haul it from Shannon to Enniscrone. There were 2 bridges in County Clare too low for the jet to pass under, so he decided on plain sailing, literally. He rented a giant barge in Southampton for the 2-day journey by sea from Shannon to Enniscrone with the plane aboard. At Enniscrone, it was lifted off by crane and transferred by giant trucks to his quirky village. After the epic journey, David said, I'm a funeral director and embalmer. I'm surrounded with death every week. You need something to give you a buzz. Set me there. Some bad news on the jobs front. Over 1,400 jobs are at risk at top retailer Debenhams after an interim examiner was appointed by the High Court to the department store chain. And one of Ireland's top golf courses, Drew's Glen in County Wicklow, has gone into examinership. Drew's Glen Golf Club, which owns and operates the course, sought the protection of the High Court after a company appointed a receiver over the 18-hole course. Drew's Glen asked the High Court to remove the receiver and have an examiner installed instead. And that happened. Remembering this week, Jack Brootman, aged 80, of Blessington, County Wicklow, who died. He was the first Protestant to be elected president of the GAA. And as I mentioned, Christy O'Connor Sr., whom I knew personally, he played in the Ryder Cup on 10 consecutive occasions, a record beaten by Nick Faldo, who played in 11 consecutive Ryder Cups. known affectionately as himself, Christie won the richest prize in golf in 1970. It was worth £25,000, a huge amount at that time. He won 24 times on the European Tour and the Order of Merit twice in 61 and 62. A supreme artist around the green, Christie won the World Cup title with Harry Bradshaw in 1958 and was inducted into the World Hall of Fame in 2009. A yesterday forever, Adam. As I said, 76 degrees here and sunny weather, and that's going to continue for the next couple of days. Slán agaibhfeadh air.
Kevin, the I suppose it was to be expected that shortly after the formation of the new very fractured government, that it wouldn't take long for the for the opposition party, the traditional opposition party, now part of Ireland's government, Fianna Fáil, to start pointing fingers, and that's putting it mildly.
Yes. Well, you know, the bottom line is Fianna Fáil really controls the government, and if it doesn't like the legislation and threatens to vote against it, it's withdrawn. Simple as that. So, that proposal had some merits, really. They were... it will now be dropped from the government, from the programme for government, but it shows the lack of authority the new government has when it is so short of votes in the door.
On that story about the plane and Enniscrone, I've spent the last 3 weeks following that and connecting with that with David McGowan, the undertaker from Ballina. It's a tremendous feat, and it is something that most those, particularly in Ireland, said it could never be done, it won't be done, and fair play to them for getting it, for getting that plane, the plane from Shannon up to Enniscrone.
It took a lot of courage to do that, didn't it?
It definitely did, and a lot of money. And
a lot of money, yeah. And he needed the calm sea for it to go up from Shannon to Enniscrone, and it was a difficulty then taking it. Apparently, it had to be beached before he could take it. The giant cranes took it off
We watched it actually. We watched it live, and it was indeed it's something to behold. Let's go back to the lead story and that of Christy O'Connor, a living legend. And somebody who brought a tremendous amount of pride and recognition to Ireland, and to indeed the fact that Ireland is world renowned as a tremendous place for golf. A lot of that had to do with the great Christy O'Connor.
Well, he was nearly a genius at golf. He could play every shot. I mean, they opened Hermitage Golf Club, a par 3, which was 130 yards, par 3. And quickly to show his skill and his remarkable ability, he played every club in the bag to this par 3, which is from a height down to down below to 135 yards. And he that was a remarkable. He could do anything. He could play a driver off the fairway, but he was remarkable around the greens. And I remember getting a tip from him as well. I played with him myself a couple of times. I remember getting a tip from him on putting. A long putt, he said, you just go halfway, judge what the distance is, go back to the actual where you're playing it from and double it, and you'll always be within 2 or 3 feet of it. So that's a tip for a long putt.
Yes, and indeed a lot of his...
He was a gentleman, lovely man.
A lot of his talent was passed on to, of course, Christy O'Connor Jr., to his son.
Who died earlier this year.
Yeah, which...
And Cecil Whelan. Yeah. The Link charity, Christy Senior, Christy Junior, and Cecil Whelan, who died 2 weeks ago. They ran a charity, a Link charity, and played every in January and February and March on the Link courses. And the money went to charity. Christy did an awful lot for charity.
Yeah, a great loss and a great legacy from, indeed, a tremendous sportsman and somebody who brought again...
And he'd be proud of the Irish in Sawgrass this weekend. Shane Lowry doing his second to Jason Day. And Rory, of course, shot at 64 yesterday to come storming back up the leaderboard. So he'd be very proud of that. He was always proud of the Irish.
Kevin, thank you. Kevin O'Connor there with news and sports from Ireland, with the temperature in Ireland 76 degrees. Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's pretty good. Let us, friends, here is a song with a lot of oomph in it. It's the song of Brennan on the Moor by Northern Ireland's Briar.
Brennan on the Moor, all Brennan on the Moor, stop the brave young highwayman, my story is to tell. His name is Willie Brennan, and an Irish he did dwell. Was on the Kilworth Mountains, he commenced his wild career. And many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, oh brave man, and don't it shoot on Brennan on the Moor. One day upon the highway, his hoodie was down. He met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor knew his features, and said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, oh, brave man, and love it, just young Brennan on the Moor. Now Willie's wife had gone to town with visions for Dubai. And when she saw Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Then handed me that tempany, as soon as Willie spoke, she handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, oh brave and undaunted, stood young Brennan on the Moor. Now with this load of blunderbuss, the truth it will unfold. He made the mare to tremble, and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for that French there. And he with horse and saddle to the mountain did prepare. And the Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, oh brave and undaunted, stood young Brennan on the Moor. Now Willie, being an outlaw upon the mountain high, with cavalry and infantry to take a maiden try, he laughed at them with scorn until at last was said, by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, oh brave and undaunted, stood young Brennan on the Moor. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, oh brave and undaunted, stood young Brennan on the Moor.
An annual fundraiser and a brilliant and amazing concert will be taking place, friends, in New York on Monday the 13th of June at Town Hall. It is going to be hosted by Saoirse Ronan. It is Finian's Rainbow in concert. The Irish Repertory cast members, Melissa Errico, Malcolm Getz, David Stoller, Max von Essen, Jim Norton, Megan Fairchild, many others. A lot of the original cast of Finian's Rainbow is that they are performing. This is Town Hall, friends, and it is it's again where it's hosted by Saoirse Ronan. It's adapted Finian's Rainbow and directed by Charlotte Moore. Music direction by John Bell and choreography by Barry McNabb. It's honoring the chair of the board of the Irish Repertory Theatre, Ellen McCourt. And indeed, that's for her leadership and support over the last decade. You know, the groundbreaking 1947 musical, it follows an Irishman who steals a feisty leprechaun's pot of gold and escapes with his daughter Sharon to Missitukee. It's a mythical region of the United States that's it's part of the Jim Crow South. The daughter and the spite each finds in romance and with others, but also they encounter a lot of bigotry and economic disparity and cultural injustice. It is one of the best known and has been one of the greatest classics of all time, and just about anybody and everybody would know or would have heard at some point the great songs, Old Devil Moon, you know, How Are Things in Glacamara, and again, Glacamara, Look to the Rainbow, another one. When I'm not near the one I love. There are so many of those tunes that have withstood the test of time. But, again, this is, friends, this is the Irish Repertory's, the Irish Repertory Theatre's 2016 gala performance. It's always a brilliant annual concert performance, and this year promises to be again just a fantastic evening of entertainment. And by the way, the Irish Rep right now, which incidentally, Irish Rep returning to their 22nd Street home, to not only a newly refurbished, but for those who have been to the Irish Rep, it will be difficult to understand that actually you have actually been there before, because the whole refurbishment of the Irish Rep brings with it new 40-seat balcony, elevator access, new theater seating, you name it. It's all, this one is to be seen to be believed. And actually, friends, right now, Connor MacPherson's Shining City has just begun and will from May 17th through July 3rd. That will also be, that's playing there. But, you know, Matthew Broderick of Broadway fame is starring in that one. What a great welcome and welcome home for the Irish Repertory Theatre. Easiest way to get information, 212-727-2737, and the website, irishrep.org. Again, if you want to have a great evening and support the Irish Repertory Theatre, again, you know, honouring Ellen McCourt, then the date is June 13th, and as you can imagine, there is limited seating for Town Hall on that evening. Town Hall, Irish Rep, Monday, June 30th, an evening to indeed remember. Irish Rep 727-2737, again 212-727-2737. The Irish Rep website, irishrep.org. Friends, we shortly will be heading to Boston and to Ray Flynn, former U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, mayor of Boston. Anyway, he'll be filling us in on and giving us a read on a story that broke this week, with Pope Francis announcing the creation of a commission to study allowing women to serve as deacons in the Catholic Church. Interesting story coming up. Let's get a tune from Cherish the Ladies, the Jolly Beggarman, and this comes from a CD called The Girls Won't Leave the Boys Alone. How about that?
To a farmer's door, a luncheon box again. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She said, "He is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go on a water roving, or roving in the night. We'll go on a water roving, let the moonshine at the bright. We'll go on a water roving."
Not lie within the barn, nor yet within the fire, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay.
We'll go no more a roving, a roving in the night. We'll go no more a roving, let the moonshine shine out so bright. We'll go no more a roving.
The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his hands, and to the bed he ran. "My girl," she says, "be easy now, you'll waken thou good man.
We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moonshine ever so bright. We'll go no more a-roving."
You did steal my maiden head, and I am quite undone. I am no lord, I am no squire, beggars I be one, and beggars say be robbers, although you are quite undone.
We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moonshine and the bright. We'll go no more a-roving, we'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moonshine and the bright. We'll go no more a-roving.
show. You may be listening to us indeed on WBNJ 1160 AM, Oakland, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. You could be listening to us indeed on radio stations, network stations throughout the nation and throughout the world on irishradio.com. irishradio.com. I'd like to tell you about Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, Museum on Gorta War. It's Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, and it's located on Whitney Avenue in Camden, Connecticut. It's Quinnipiac University's Great Hunger Museum. The museum, of course, in full swing now, and it is a gorgeous, great time to see Ireland's Great Hunger Museum for hours, by the way, Wednesday from 10 to 5, Thursdays 10 to 7, Friday and Saturday open all day, and then including Sunday. Admission is free. It is open to the public. And there are a lot of events taking place, actually, right through September. The 1916 Quinnipiac University events at the Institute, and at Ireland's Great Hunger Museum. The Seed of the People, 1916, remembered. It's an exhibition. Curated by Christine Keneally, director of Ireland's Great Hunger Institute, and it takes place at the Arnold Barnard Library. Information, friends, visit the website ighm.org, www.ighm.org, Quinnipiac University, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, Quinnipiac University, Ireland's Great Hunger Institute. Well,